I'm how excited are you to get things going?
Oh, really excited. I mean, you know, like Will was just saying, just kind of all what we've been training for these past few months and, you know, rookie mini camp and OTAs. And this is really where all that practices and meetings and, you know, constant film study and everything else really comes into play throughout this preseason.
Because of health, among other things, you're one of the few rookies that got a
chance to be on the field. Are you coming in here with seeing a chance at the nickel safety, maybe to win that job?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, that's the goal, you know, to come in and to play. You know, it's not college. You know, you don't redshirt. You don't just get to take a year and really see how things work. I mean, it's a job now. So you got to come in. You got to compete for those spots. And if you're not, the guy behind you is. And so, yeah, that's definitely the goal, is to make sure I get out there any means necessary.
How'd you spend the time away from football over the last month and a half?
I wouldn't really say I spent it away from football. just training down where I did my combine training at. Down in Florida, I've just been training. Also giving my body a good bit of rest in between there, making sure that, you know, I did anything possible. So when I got back up here, 100% ready to go to endure the preseason camp and things like that. So.
Earlier this year, go ahead, Logan.
Did you come back here a few days early, given you trained in Florida to get the altitude back?
Yeah, no, that's definitely an essential. You know, it's great to train down where it's high humidity, but it's nothing like Denver, you know, with that altitude and, you know, being able to adjust with that. So, yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah. Earlier this year, Devontae Booker said, "I'm not here to carry pads. I'm here to take someone's job." You're drafted ahead of Booker. What's your thoughts on rookies carrying pads?
You know, you're a rookie. You do what every rookie had to do in the past. I mean, that's the way I look at it. In the grand scheme of things, though, you are here to take someone's job. I mean, however you have to get that done, you get that done. But, you know, you are a rookie. You do have a level of respect for the guys that are in front of you and have been here and have done it longer and obviously better than you have, seeing as how you haven't played a snap yet. So you take all that into account.
Even though you didn't have pads and OTAs, and what areas do you see your game getting better?
It was really just the fundamentals. You know, the coaches, you know, Coach Woods and Coach Sampson, as well as the guys in the set, all the vets in the secondary. I mean, TJ, Akib, Chris, Darian, I mean, those guys have really helped not only myself but Will and the other guys really key in on the fundamentals that would help elevate different aspects of the game, such as, like, you know, getting in and out of your breaks and tackling and things like that.
Last year when Shane came in, DeMarcus and Vaughn said, "We're not going to treat you as a rookie." They wanted to kind of microwave his progress. Do you sense that with that group of DBs you're with, that they want to accelerate your progress and not, as you said, have kind of a redshirt year? Do you sense they're pushing you?
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, those guys demand a level of excellence and a way to do things in the secondary. And, you know, they're not going to let a couple of rookies come in and lower the bar. You know, there's a standard already set, being that they're the best secondary in the league, and so we have to come in and match that, not come in, kind of feel it out, and then, you know, see how it goes, but rather, like I said, just come in, match that mindset, that mentality, and get out there and compete.
Justin, you talked about how blessed you felt to be drafted by the Broncos. What was it like to see your veteran teammates go to the White House and get the championship rings during the summer?
Oh, it was great. I mean, I was it was awesome to experience, but in the back of my mind, it was like, wow, like, you know, what an opportunity we have to be able to repeat that. And for not only myself, but the rest of the rookies here that want that goal to be in that spot next year. So it was more of a motivational standpoint for us, and especially for me, to be able to see those guys, all the hard work that they persevered throughout the season, pay off. And so it's just more motivation carrying into the season.
Justin, you've done a lot of stuff in the community. It seems like whenever the Broncos have asked, you've shown up at all the various events. Why is that so important?
It's giving back is the most important thing. I can remember when I was a kid looking up to NFL guys, and they could have been someone I've never heard of or played maybe 1 year and a few snaps, but just the fact that they took the time out of their busy schedules to come back and just hang out with kids at Boys and Girls Club, or, you know, just have a day where it's normally their relaxing time, their downtime, which they never get, but instead to hang out with kids and to just give back to the community. So that's really what it's all about, is just to be able to give back and to show people outside of, you know, the little bubble that you live in the football world, that, you know, it's more than just football. You know, it's more than just the game that you play. It's about giving back and enjoying that process.
Will they move you around at all, or are you going to stick in one position if they can, just stay at your spot? In terms of the safety spots, do you think you're going to stay at one?
I'm not really sure yet. I've talked to, you know, talk to Coach Woods and Coach Sampson a lot about learning different positions, but you know, right now I think you're just taking it a step at a time, learning, you know, one safety spot for now, and then seeing how that translates and how that progresses throughout the preseason. But yeah,
what are you expecting your special teams role to be?
Huge. I'm expecting that to be kind of the launching pad into the Broncos organization. I mean, you know, you can only do you do so much as a defensive player, but to be able to add that special teams part to your resume, and to be able to actually, you know, commit and to make plays in that area of the game, I mean, that'll help you to be able to stick around for a long time. And so, as important as it is to get on that field to play nickel, dime, safety, whatever it is that they ask me to do, it's just as important to play special teams.
Okay. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you, guys.